Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This program comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today is Morton Wishengrad's The Ransom of Rabbi Meyer and features Juano Hernandez.
I have a story to tell you. It is yesterday's story, and therefore it is tomorrow's story. For what is eternity but perpetual time? And what is every present moment if not preparation for the future? I tell you that the darkness of this day is no more and no less than your forgetfulness of the darkness that was. The thing is past, therefore the thing is not past. In the year 1286, in the German city of Rothenburg, I, Meyer bin Baruch, was rabbi, even as my father had been rabbi and his fathers before him. It was a time when Emperor Rudolf, the first Habsburg, reigned over the land, and terror was not yet a system, and cruelty was only haphazard, and murder was still occasional. In the German city of Rothenburg, in the year 1286, life was not so bad. Still, there were humiliations to be borne. And Alexander ben Elisha, who was one of the congregation, was young and impatient and easily vexed.
No, let me go back.
Oh, Rabbi Meyer, help us with him.
Let me go back. I must go back.
Do you want to be murdered? Alexander, do you want us all to be murdered?
Rabbi Meyer, tell him to stop.
Israel, David, release him. Release him.
Rabbi Meyer, this young fool wishes to die, but I don't wish to die.
I'm going back.
You'll stay here.
Look at me. Am I made of iron? Is my flesh steel? Was I born only to endure?
Alexander, what happened?
I came to the city gate.
Yes?
The watchman stopped me.
There's nothing wrong in that.
A tax, he said. Jews and oxen pay 5 pennies tax.
The fool, he struck the watchman.
I can't stand it. They scorn us. They taunt us. They cry, where now is the rock of salvation? Why does he not stretch out his arm to uphold you? Rabbi Meyer, I want to hide my face in the earth.
Alexander, you still have a lesson to learn. It is easy enough to have compassion for the weak.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean that your humanity must also extend to the strong.
They'd treat me as I wouldn't treat my dog.
That is why the lesson is so hard. In the face of your humiliation, you must remember that your enemy is your fellow. Alexander, that is the tax you pay for being what you are.
Then you say endure?
Yes, Alexander. This is not the first humiliation. This is not the last. I say endure.
Rabbi Meyer, when my mother bore me, it was you who spoke a prayer over me. It was you, Rabbi Meyer, who taught me to read. It was you who brought me my first prayer shawl and wept with me when my mother died. And now I'm ashamed of that. Ashamed for everything I owe you. Because, Rabbi Meyer, you're a coward.
Yes, he was foolish and young and not a coward. And I was not foolish and not young and a reasonable man possessed of wisdom. There is such deception here. For how precious a good was my wisdom that was wise only to endure. Wisdom wise only to accept. Wisdom wise only to retreat, to suffer, to protest, and to wait. Truly, in this wisdom, there is no fruit and no seed, but only a pale flower that deceives the senses and dies. Yes, in the year 1286, in the German city of Rothenburg, I was equipped only for endurance. Endurance to pay the taxes of the Emperor Rudolph.
Glad to see you, Rabbi.
Yes, Your Majesty. Israel, you might place the money on the table.
Nothing of the sort. Nothing of the sort. Give it here.
The silver is all there, Your Majesty. There's no need to count it.
Oh, of course. I trust you. It's my chamberlain. The man is a thief.
Your Majesty, may I speak?
Speak away, my friend.
We Jews are only a handful in the city of Rothenburg.
Yes?
But we are taxed 7 times the amount of the entire population.
You complain?
Your Majesty, because of the tax, many in the congregation are without food.
That is hardly my concern. My friend, I shall tell you something. In Munich, the Jews refused to pay the tax. I was no longer able to protect them.
I understand.
That's what I like about you. I never have to put my finger in your mouth. You understand at once.
Thank you, Your Majesty. I assume there was a regrettable occurrence in the city of Munich.
Most regrettable. But it will not happen in Rothenburg, you can be sure of that. You say the silver is all there?
Every piece.
Fine. Fine, very good. Unfortunate about Munich, unfortunate. Come again, Rabbi. Be sure to come again.
Is that you, Alexander?
Yes. You sent for me?
Don't stay near the door. Please come closer.
You sent for me, Rabbi Meyer. I came.
Not with hostility, Alexander Ben Elisha.
Meyer Ben Baruch, I could never feel hostile toward you. I try, but I can't.
I'm glad. When Israel and I returned from seeing the emperor, people said you were missing.
I went to Munich.
Why Munich?
A man told me that in Munich, there were Israelites who were capable of resisting.
Yes, they resisted. I've already heard.
On October 11th, 180 men and women and children went to the synagogue to pray.
Don't tell me anymore.
Then the mob came. The doors were barricaded from the outside. First smoke, then fire. Burned down. The synagogue, 180 men and women and children. Burned down.
Baruch Dayan Emet.
Rabbi Meyer, it will not help them.
Blessed be the righteous judge.
I tell you, that will not help them. They died. It is now, it is since, it is always, it is never, it's ended and it's newly begun.
You must not lose yourself.
They said to me in Munich, Alexander Ben Elisha, we will not do this to you. No, you're from Rothenburg and Rabbi Meyer is a good man. You're safe.
Alexander, don't raise your voice.
I want to raise my voice. I, Alexander Ben Elisha. I'm a Jew. I'm a man. How dare they say to me, we will not harm you because Rabbi Meyer is good and pious. How do they dare?
They meant to reassure you.
It was a curse. No one can say to me, Alexander, your existence on earth is justified because some of your people are good or noble or holy. Some of my people are not good and not noble and not holy. But we're people. People like other people. We're entitled to our ugly as well as to our good. If there are saints among us, they do not justify me. If there are sinners among us, they do not condemn me. Rabbi Meyer, in the name of God, I'm a human being. I myself. I have a right to be judged for what I am.
I deny nothing you say. But Alexander, this is the year 1286. This is Germany.
I wish to leave Germany.
It is not allowed.
My feet and my hands will allow it.
Where will you go?
To the Holy Land.
Alexander, the Holy Land is far away.
No, Rabbi Meyer. The Holy Land is where it is. Only the Israelites are far away.
Why do you wish to go? Because you want to escape?
No, I'm tired of escaping. I want to go there because my prayers lead me there. The prayer of each day's service, of the Sabbath, of the festivals and the fast days, and the blowing of the ram's horn. Because I face toward Jerusalem when I pray. And now I would go to Jerusalem.
Yes, I know. Alexander, this Sabbath you were absent. We read from Holy Scriptures. Then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the peoples whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land thy fathers possessed. We read that.
Come with me, Rabbi Meir. Do not let me go alone.
No, I cannot. Let it be enough that I pray for Zion.
God does not credit your intentions, but only your deeds.
No, Alexander. To be old is to be past the deed. May God watch over you.
Will you accept this, Rabbi Meir?
This book?
It is all I own. A few poems of Yehuda Halevi. All I own. He was like me. At least I want to think so. Keep this book and look at it sometimes. And try to think of me.
He left, and only the book he gave me remained of Alexander, the son of Elisha. And I opened his book and found a verse for him. And I prayed, Lord, if thou help me, who shall make me stumble? If thou restrain me, who else can set me free? Lord, teach me. Let me tread along thy truth, and gently lead me on in judgment, and condemn me not. Answer, O my God, and keep not silent. Redeem me now, I pray, and say unto thy servant, I am here. He left us, Alexander, the son of Elisha. He left us and was hardly gone when the mob rose again in the valley of the Rhine and seized our holy scrolls and burned them. In the year 1286, they burned the books, even the book with the words of Ecclesiastes. That which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun.
Rabbi Meir, they tried to stop us. Why didn't I try?
You tried, Israel. We all tried.
But they died, and we didn't die. They're better than we. They're dead, but they're better than we.
The book is gone. Oh, God of Israel, what is the people of the book when the book is gone?
Rabbi, this coffin, this one, Alexander, the son of Elisha. Yes, Rabbi Meir, he came back to resist. David saw him.
Blessed be the righteous judge. Israel, why did he come back?
I don't know. He was going to Jerusalem because of what is written in the book. Then he returned to save the book. He had to. Didn't he, Rabbi Meir? Didn't he?
Israel, open the holy ark. I ask you, Israel, open the tabernacle of the Lord.
But the scrolls are gone. It's foolish.
I ask you to open it.
I told you. Nothing.
Was it for this emptiness that God chose Sinai? Moses, Aaron, is there another to replace this law devoured by fire? Outside, they say that it is day, but the day is astonished and ashamed that there is light. The heavenly fire revealed, the earthly fire consumed and extinguished and destroyed.
What is the good, Rabbi Meir? What is the good of beholding emptiness and desolation? Come away.
I leave you. All the rest, Israel. I cannot take these things with me. Please accept them.
Let me travel with you. I ask you again, Rabbi Meyer.
No, you must remain here in my place.
You go to Jerusalem. Why can't I go?
First, because I go as a stranger and a sojourner and to seek a lodging place for my bones. And also because another began a pilgrimage and did not live. I live. I go for Alexander, the son of Elisha. Saddle the mules for me, Israel. I ask this last favor of you.
It will be done.
Israel, you will tend to Alexander's grave.
To his grave and to the others.
I believe you. One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His pails are full of milk, and the marrow of his bones is moistened. And another dieth in between of soul, and hath never tasted of good. They lie down alike in the dust, and the worm covereth them.
Rabbi Meyer, you are not an ordinary man. It is known that you are ready to depart. And if some men know it, then the Emperor Rudolph will know it quickly. He will not allow it.
I said that once to Alexander, and he answered, my feet will allow, and my hands will allow.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure at all. Rabbi Meyer, why don't you let me go with you? It would be safer that way, much safer.
In the year 1286, I, Rabbi Meyer of Rothenburg, went out from the place of my birth toward the place of the book. And as I rode past the hill where Alexander ben Elisha lay buried, I opened the book he gave me, and I saw the words of the poet. Jerusalem, thou art the throne of the Lord. I would fall with my face upon thine earth and take delight in thy stones and be tender to thy dust. The life of souls is in the air of thy land, of pure myrrh, the grains of thy soil, and honey from the comb of thy rivers. I awake, and I am yet with thee, O God, and I give thanks, and it is sweet to thank thee. I rode toward Zion, and it was as though the living air spoke to me and said, thine is strength, and thine is glory, and thine a robe of honor. Thine is light, like a sun that does not wane toward evening. Thine are the searchings out of counsel. Thine is dignity. Thine is the step to the fortress built for a stronghold. So the living air seemed to speak to me. But the minions of Emperor Rudolph spoke differently.
That's the one. Good. Seize the Jew and carry him to the dungeon.
Five minutes, no more. He's in there. Just 5 minutes.
Meyer ben Baruch.
Israel.
I came as soon as I heard. Rabbi Meyer, where are you?
I'm here.
I can't see. It's dark.
I see you, Israel. You grow accustomed to the dark. Yes, Israel, you grow accustomed to the dark.
Have they harmed you?
Hardly. To Emperor Rudolph, I am worth half the royal treasury.
I see you now. Are you well?
I'm well.
Rabbi Meyer, what did you mean about the Emperor's treasury?
He holds me for ransom.
How much, Rabbi Meyer? I might as well know.
20,000 pieces of gold.
That isn't possible.
20,000 pieces of gold. That is the ransom.
Then it will be done. Thank God you're known to all the Jews of Germany. I shall go to every city. We will find the money.
Israel, your eyes may be accustomed to the darkness, but not so much darkness. I forbid it.
But your life...
If you ransom me, what will prevent Emperor Rudolph from seizing me again, from seizing other rabbis?
It does not matter. I am no rabbi, but I know that it is written that the ransom of kidnapped Israelites must be collected and paid and delivered. Rabbi Meyer, that is law.
The law states also that nothing shall be done to make kidnapping a lucrative trade.
I will come again. You will change your mind.
Come again, Israel. But I will not change my mind.
We meet once more, Rabbi Meyer.
We meet once more, Your Majesty.
I wish 20,000 pieces of gold.
I do not have them.
A word from you and it will be obtained.
Your Majesty, when the earth covers the blood, the final cry has a resting place.
Speak plainly, man. You mean you will make me kill you? Is that it?
I pray to God for life. I do not wish to die.
You are either worth 20,000 gold pieces to me, or else, Rabbi Meyer, you are worth nothing. And if you are worth nothing, well, then it will be nothing and nothing, and no one will help you.
Your Majesty, in the Bible, it is written, they are in the land of their enemies, but I will not reject them.
All right. I quote the Bible too, Rabbi. Skin for skin. Yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life.
Your Majesty quotes accurately, every word as it is written. Only, who said it? Satan. First Satan, now the ruler of Germany.
Rabbi Meyer, I shall bury you alive in the dungeon.
I am buried alive now, Your Majesty. Buried alive in the coffin of my skin. Between death and me, there is but a single breath. The thickness of a fingernail. The whisper of a dream.
I do not understand you. I think you do not understand yourself. I offer you your life for a ransom. Rabbi Meyer, tell them to deliver the ransom.
A young man named Alexander ben Elisha was right. You did not know him. No one knew him, nor heard of him, nor even saw him. But he was right. Now, for those who do not die, there is only one ransom. A ransom in the land that is full of gates, the place of hope, wherein we may trust, where there is a tongue of healing for bodies and life for flesh.
Jailer, take him back to his dungeon and let him rot there.
The story is told. The rest makes no difference. For 7 years I sat in a dungeon and then I died. And who will pay the ransom of Rabbi Meyer? And what is eternity but perpetual time? And what is every present moment but preparation for the future? I tell you that the darkness of this day is no more and no less than your forgetfulness of the darkness that was. The words multiply, and it is foolish. The thing is past. Therefore, the thing is not past. It is yesterday's story. Will it be tomorrow's story? It is a question.
If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we present Rabbi Philip A. Lang of Congregation Beth Abraham in Oakland, California. Speaking from San Francisco, Rabbi Lang.
We have just heard the dramatic story of Rabbi Meyer of Rothenburg, outstanding Jewish leader in the Germany of the 13th century. Unable to stand the oppression to which he and his people had been subjected, Rabbi Meyer led a caravan of pilgrims who hoped to find a resting place in the land of their fathers in Palestine. But the rabbi was seized and imprisoned in a fortress. Emperor Rudolf demanded a huge ransom for his release. His faithful flock proceeded to gather the gigantic amount, but the saintly teacher refused to be ransomed. "My ransoming," he said, "would set an example for profitable kidnapping of people. I rather remain in prison." For 7 years, his disciples came to him to his fortress jail to receive decisions from his lips. For 7 years he languished in jail, rather than to be released upon such conditions, until finally his great soul was liberated into the freedom of death. That is the undying story of the ransom of Rabbi Meir. Today, in the middle of the 20th century, the ages again meet with the story of Rabbi Meir. Once again, the children of Israel, in what had been formerly Nazi Europe, survivors of 6 million martyred Jewish dead, once again set their faces to the land of their forefathers, to the land of Palestine. And may the immortal story of eternal Israel, as enacted through the drama of the ransom of Rabbi Meir, under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, be an inspiration to us all to guide us to a nobler destiny. This week also, we lift our prayers on behalf of that great mother of humanity, the American Red Cross, asking us all to contribute to that great organization so that its work may be continued on behalf of the sufferers of mankind. And may the nations of the world learn to work together in justice and peace, so that the humblest and weakest will have their God-given right to live. Ishtahas gafno v'sahastino so lein machrid. Each under his own vine and under his own fig tree. And there shall be none to make him afraid.
Thank you, Rabbi Lang. The Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Catons. Juan Hernandez appeared as Meyer of Rotenburg, and Alexander Scruby was featured as Alexander. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical music. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Pat. From Pearl Harbor to Tokyo, you, the American people, kept the Red Cross at the side of your serviceman. If your soldier is in the occupation forces, he still needs you, needs your Red Cross help to banish the loneliness he faces, to help his family here at home. In peace as well as in war, the Red Cross serves humanity. And today, the need is as great as ever in hospitals across the seas and in the United States. Back up the Red Cross by giving generously to the 1946 Fund Campaign. Let your dollars follow your heart. Dig down deep and give now. This program is brought to you each week by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations through the cooperation of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you'd like a free copy of today's script, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.